You're tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network, featuring news, interviews, and commentary on all things Black Hollywood. Hollywood redefined. From Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is Black Hollywood Live. Next, featuring intimate and in-depth interviews with Black Hollywood's next edition of stars and influencers. Black Hollywood Live. Hollywood redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host for Black Hollywood Live, next.
Yeah. It's that kind of a Friday right here. Black Hollywood Live, next. Where we always talk about what's next and what's upcoming with the stuff that you need to know. That's Rich Homie Quan with his song Flex. I love that song.
I can tell you.
I don't know
what
else.
That's your favorite part, right?
He could be cursing me out, but I don't even know because all I hear is All right. I'm Megan Thomas at Meg Scoop on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram with my homegirl. What's up?
Hey, I'm Courtney. You guys can keep in touch at Tez Knows on Twitter and Instagram. Use the hashtag BHL next because we got to keep the conversation going.
Yes. Well, let's just jump right into it. We're doing a special edition, 4th of July Independence Day edition. So happy birthday, America. America.
Well, happy early birthday, yeah.
Right. Happy birthday, America. Okay.
What are your plans? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I need to eat some beef and pork.
Oh, my
gosh. I don't really eat that, but on the 4th, hey.
Yeah, that's when you take all of it out. The hot dogs and the ribs.
Ribs. All right, let's talk about what's up in casting. There's been some changes this week on The Real Housewives of Atlanta. Our homegirl, Nene Leakes. Lanithia Leakes is gone. She's out of there. She's retired. Quote unquote, from the show, which is, you know, tough because a lot of people say that Real Housewives of Atlanta was centered around her.
I completely agree that she was like heavily focused on, but to see her leave is going to be a little sad for fans, but she has so much stuff going on. I see why she's doing it.
Right. I mean, I feel like she should just have her own show.
You think?
If she can hold a franchise for that long where people say it was built around her for so long, then she can definitely have her own show.
I could see that. I just don't want that many more reality TV shows. So I'm being completely honest.
Well, somebody's watching it. You know, so she said that her contract was up and she had talked about it with her husband and they just, you know, it was hard, but they finally decided to part ways with the show and that this big burden was lifted off of her shoulders.
I mean, it's a lot of drama on reality TV, right. So I can see why there's a big burden that's lifted. And she's on Broadway and doing all this fabulous stuff. I'm like, you go, Nene. I'm happy for her.
You don't need this reality drama. But here's the thing, though.
Great platform, though.
Yeah, she did say that you might see her again on the show. So she might pop up. Okay. As someone's friends on the show.
Who's friend?
No, I'm saying, like, you know how, like, people come and do drive-bys sometimes? You'll see them. It's going to be her. She's going to be doing a drive-by.
Drive-bys, Megan. Okay.
On Real Housewives of Atlanta. Not like a shootout drive-by.
If you guys don't watch Real Housewives, she's not talking about, like, a shootout at all.
Yeah, like, drive-by. Like, I'm coming to your house today, girl. We're going to talk and kick it.
She's going to be making a few visits.
That's what I'm saying. I like to use the word drive-by. You know what I mean?
Oh, my goodness.
But what's up with music?
Okay, so let's talk about some fresh beats. I have two today, and I'm sure you've heard both, but let's go ahead and listen to Rihanna's Bitch Better Have My Money. We can say bitch on the show.
Ooh, I'm going to tell your mama.
Oh, stop. So before we listen to that, if anyone wants a little, like, back history on this music video, it's actually, like, a true story. Like, back in 2012, Rihanna was dealing with some drama with her attorney, and this is a reflection of that. She's kind of revengeful. Let's look at it.
Bitch better have my money. Y'all should know me well enough. Bitch better have my money.
Well, you can't see the video, but in the video, she is basically bloody. She has, like, a lot of naked women. She's, like, getting revenge after her accountant. It's just really graphic, but it's very
Rihanna
style.
And what is all this blood on her face? I feel like she's reaching here.
She was reaching. She was very, she's threatening her accountant and anybody else that doesn't have her money on time. So I think that's why there was so much blood in this video, but it was seven minutes long.
I'm scared.
It was a 7-minute long video. It was too much.
Ooh, okay, Rihanna, I'm scared of you.
But on a lighter note, if anybody used to watch Martin,
yeah,
then Big Sean is pretty much doing a tribute to Martin with his new song, Play No Games, featuring Ty Dolla $ign. So let's watch that one.
He looks like Martin for real.
No, really. And Chris Brown, I'm like, I'm not sure who
is he supposed to be? Who's Ty Dolla $ign supposed to be in this?
I won't deny, have
Who is Ty Dolla Sign supposed to be?
I have no idea.
Not Tommy, not Cole.
Look at Tommy.
Oh my gosh. Good casting. This is the funniest thing about this. So you see the guys that they have playing Tommy? I've done a show with, or actually did a parody with him.
Are you serious?
Yeah. He played LeBron James, and I played LeBron James' wife, Savannah. He's actually like a overseas basketball player. That's why when I first saw this, I was like, hey, wait a minute. And here's the other funny thing about this video. I was actually going to audition for it.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Who are you going to be?
I don't know who they were going to have me be. I had no clue.
Girl, they're going to throw you and be Gina, put a wig on.
No, I'm too dark skinned. No,
your head not big enough to be Gina.
Girl, it is. It is. You see all of this?
Girl, stop. But the whole video was like so cool. I was like, okay, Big Sean, like throw it back to something we all remember. But right. The only thing I will say is for the past 3 videos that Big Sean has done, he is terrible at lip syncing. Like, I do not understand. Why nobody told him? Like, where's the director on set? Like, okay, let's run that back, or let's edit it to make it look like you know what you're doing. I'm like, oh my god.
Oh yeah, he's really bad. Aww,
he's really, really bad at that. But this was a cool video.
It was. So since we're talking about Chris Brown, mm-hmm. let's talk about him some more. There's some updated family alerts. What's next with these families in Hollywood? Oh, well, goodness. Chris Brown, we all know, has had a baby. An on-break baby or a...
Miss Royalty.
Yes, Royalty Brown, the cutest little girl ever.
She really is.
And she's 1 year old, and he's suing his baby's mom for paternity.
I completely understand why, because he was paying $2,500 mm-hmm. for child support. That's enough for some diapers and some food. And now she wants $15,000.
Right.
That's extreme. That is very extreme. Like, you want to live a lavish lifestyle.
Okay, so here's what I'm saying. I'm not advocating that women take money from men because they're using a child as an excuse for them to get Louboutins. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying they should do that. But what I'm saying is, you should, as a man, you should pay relative to what you make.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way that $2,500 is relative to what Chris Brown makes. Let's be honest.
I understand.
Because there's some men that I know that pay $2,500. They don't make nothing, nowhere near what Chris Brown makes.
I understand that. But it would be very different if Chris Brown was not taking care of his child. He's very much involved in her life, like 24/7. I see baby royalty with Chris more than I see with the wife.
No, that's only because he posts his pictures and it goes to a million, billion people.
I get that. I don't follow her. But the point is, this is how they've set up their family, that, okay, she's going to have her most of the time. And I think $2,500 is enough for her to take care of the child.
I'm just saying, because when you think about private school and clothing, all that,
she
that's
is
not
1 year old.
It doesn't matter.
I think, okay, I can completely understand if we have like a fixed rate that increases over time when she does need some more.
Right.
But she's 1 year old. She needs some formula and she needs some baby clothes as she continues to grow.
And she's got daycare. If her mom works, she's got to go to daycare. So
daycare can be covered with $2,500 a month.
Not the good private ones that people who like Chris Brown, like if you're a celebrity
I can understand both of them going to court for a more, like a rate that they agree on. But $15,000, there's no way she needs that much money.
I think we got to stop thinking about it like, well, this kid doesn't need $15,000. It mm-hmm. goes, because the way paternity is, like child support is supposed to work, is it's a percentage of what the father makes, a percentage of what the mother makes. You put all that together. Like, there's an algorithm here.
Well, then,
so
at
it's
the
not
same
about.
If we're considering
because
that,
because I would
then say, Nia has her part as well.
That's
she's
what I'm
making
saying.
Money.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So you put all of that together. I'm not saying $15,000 is right. I'm not saying it's wrong, because I don't know what Chris Brown's finances are.
Mm-hmm.
But if he's making enough money where that $15,000 is the correct percentage of what he should be paying for his child, then who am I to say that's too little for his daughter? You know what I mean? And
I agree with you, Meg. I do. But I still think that price is a little ridiculous. Like, I just because I know how a lot of women are when it comes to that,
right?
That's why I'm like, okay, $2,500 to $15,000 is just so much. That's,
I'm just saying, I get
that's
you.
A huge jump. If they could meet in the middle, I'd be like, cool, do your thing. That's your life. That's your child. But $15,000 is a bit much.
What if that's not even a lot? What if, like, he's really supposed to be paying, like, $30,000?
Well, then, shoot. Pay Chris Brown. Pay it up. Pay up.
That's what I'm saying. It's relative to what he makes.
But I'm saying, if we knew that ahead of time, like, okay, this is what he should be paying. We don't have those details. We only have that she says she wants this much. So we can only go off of that speculation. So let's just go ahead and stop getting in their business. This seems like a case of Maury. And let's just be done with it.
Right. So speaking of some other, what's up next in family. So we know the whole Sherry Shepherd drama. She mm-hmm. got divorced from her husband, Lamar Sally. And they, before they got divorced, they decided they were going to have a baby together through a surrogate.
Mm-hmm.
But the baby's, from what I understand, not her egg. So it's another egg and then Lamar's sperm and then the surrogate is going to have the baby. So basically she was going to adopt this baby as her own.
Oh my goodness.
So, of course, you know, the ish hit the fan. They're no longer together. And she decided she didn't want anything to do with this baby because biologically it's not her hers. Child. But once you have agreed, it's kind of like adoption. Once you've agreed, you can't really be like, I give you back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Even if it is a surrogate baby that hasn't been born. But now the baby's here. And so she's gone through court. Her and Lamar finally got their divorce finalized.
Okay.
So they're completely done with each other. And she will now have to, she's agreed to pay child support. So here's the kicker. So
she's paying child support.
She has to pay child support. Now, she's agreed to do $4,100 a month until the child's 13, and then it goes up to $4,600 a month.
Okay.
But here's the funny part, because her and Lamar had some more embryos that they, I guess, put together decided, you know, like, we can use these at a later date if we want to. So
they froze some eggs.
They froze some, yes. But she decided, you know, I'm definitely not having any more kids with him. And I want them destroyed. But he, because half of the embryo is his, if he decides he doesn't want to destroy them, he can keep them. However, she doesn't have to pay child support on those.
That is too much.
Tell me this is like...
That is too much. I completely understand the... First of all, the word destroy and embryos just shouldn't even be a thing.
Right.
So I think they have to agree. That's something like... Either those embryos are going to stay there or, you know, they have to agree at some point. So I don't think anybody should have, like, the upper hand on that. But as far as her paying child support for something that, for a child that's not hers, I think that's kind of ridiculous. Kudos to her if she feels like that's what she should be doing. But I think, what do you think? Is that...
Well, here's the thing. If she never agreed to have this baby, then I would say she's off the hook.
Mm-hmm.
But because, you have to look at it like, what if the egg was hers?
Mm-hmm.
It's basically adoption. You're having this woman have a baby, carry the baby that's yours, right. Biologically yours. So if that was the case, then would she be off the hook? No.
No,
so why should it be any different because she's adopted this baby already?
Like, so these decisions were made before they were divorced.
Absolutely.
Okay, well then she should be paying child support.
And it just sucks because I feel like I hope she's a part of this child's life.
I think, well, the baby's here and do we know how old?
We don't know. I'm assuming like a year, less than a year, something like that.
Okay, I feel like they still have time to like figure this whole thing out.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, it's all about the child. And I'm pretty sure Sherry Shepherd is not going to be like... evil about that. She's going to be in the child's life.
Right. And so she is also in court as far as she has another suit going on with Lamar Sally that says that he tricked her into the marriage and he did this all along because he wanted her money and he wants the alimony. Now he's in the child support, all this stuff.
No.
See?
No.
It's a dirty game out here.
All this stuff starts to hit the fan when people get divorced. I'm like, no, y'all need to just leave that in the closet and just stop resurfacing
things. My whole point is, I wonder, like, if she feels like he did that just to take her money,
mm-hmm.
I feel like she should be like, well, let me go ahead and take this child from you, and you won't get any child support because I'll be taking care of it.
You think she would do that, though?
I mean, I feel like, I don't think she wants to because biologically it's not hers and she just doesn't want any more reminders of this man, mm-hmm. but... Look, if you're trying to hold this $4,100 a month, that's a lot over your head.
Yeah, we just arguing over $25,000 and $15,000.
Right, right. And Sherry ain't got no job right now. You know what I'm saying? Oh, she ain't on The View, so please. That's a lot. I feel like she should just be like, just like Ludacris did. He took his baby from the mm-hmm. mom. Like, well, I won't be paying that.
I mean, do we think that would be easier, though, than paying the... Because I think when you just put a dollar sign on something, it just becomes so much greater. If you're taking care of a child, it is a responsibility, but it's like, no one's going to abandon a child. So, I mean,
it's not abandonment. I think it's more of like, okay, well, I have more of a stable home. I have mm-hmm. more money, so I'm going to take this child from you.
Okay.
And now the court's going to say, no, probably not. They didn't with Ludacris, and typically, fathers don't get the kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But it was easy. He got his daughter. He's raising his daughter. So,
Sherry, we wish you the best with that sticky situation.
Right, right. What's up?
Let's talk about fashion. So, if you guys keep up with the Kardashians, I'm sure you do. Kendall Jenner, which is basically a Kardashian, she posted this on Instagram, and it's like a mini skirt. So she's pretty much making a comeback with mini skirts. Did you guys remember like in the 90s when girls wore these?
Right, but they weren't like
ripped
jagged.
Up and cute. No. They were like straight cut. Okay,
right,
I have a few photos from like Laguna Beach days that we need to take a look at. So let's look at these mini skirts.
Laguna Beach days.
So this is what the mini skirt used to look like. And then there's another one.
I remember
one.
That skirt. Yeah. I had that. And my little fat thighs. Girl,
everyone had
funny.
That. So basically, Kendall Jenner is trying to make it more modern. Megan, no.
I still have this camouflage mini skirt. Great, I need to go bust that out.
You better go trade that. Oh my goodness. Okay, so apparently mini skirts are making a comeback. Okay. I think we're going to modernize them. We saw the ribbed parts of it, so I think that would be cuter than like the straight thing we used to deal with in the 90s.
But wait, what do you think about... Okay, so Kendall Jenner had like her pockets coming out of the jagged, you know, cut.
Yeah, just like we do like ripped jeans.
I don't know how I feel about that. I don't like seeing pockets.
Really?
Like, why do I need to see your... I feel like your shorts are too short. I see your pockets. You know, pockets aren't that big.
Yeah.
So if your shorts are shorter than your pockets, something's not right. Either you ain't got no butt and you need to do some squats, or you need to stop being a hoochie out here and get some longer shorts.
Well, you know, a hoochie is in. That term is not even a thing anymore. Like, everybody is wearing these short... People are wearing illusion, basically see-through stuff these days. So right. I think her bringing back that and the little ripped pockets is okay.
I guess.
I'm probably not going to rock it just because I have no need for
it. You can't be fat and rock that stuff.
Stop.
I mean, I'm serious. I can't rock it at all. My thighs are too thick. And
Megan.
No, I'm telling you, it's a difference.
Okay, so you're saying know your body type. She's not calling herself fat because that's ridiculous.
Okay, what I'm saying is you just got to know. And if your thighs is rubbing, don't wear that because it looks horrid.
Oh my God.
It does.
Okay. So we have a few other 90s styles coming back that I want to show you guys. So the first one that they're saying is coming back are slip dresses. I don't know if you guys rock these at all. I'm sure you rock these underneath something, but now they're making slips.
Girl,
a thing, a trend.
And that ain't nothing. But that's this one, you wear to bed. That's like a sexy, like, I'm going to bed.
No, I think that's something you wear underneath your church clothes. Like,
it is. Girl, I still got my slip. I wore my slip the other day.
Megan, you didn't wear your slip outside.
I did. I wore my slip under my dress. I need
this. This black slip, the long slip, I kind of like that. But the shorter one, I don't know how I'm feeling about that. Because that still looks like a long, like...
I know, but it's from the waist, that was like a nighty.
It does. That's why I don't quite understand why this trend is coming back, but somebody's going to rock it, put some nice accessories with it. I could see it working. I'm probably just not going to rock it.
I feel like somebody's going to wear a choker. Like, that's very
1990s. That's bringing it back. Yeah, right? That's bringing the 90s back.
Right.
And then we go on to shoes. I'm sure everybody's been rocking platforms, and that's like 70s inspired, but like this trend is taking over. Like, it's more comfortable.
Right.
It's like really stylish and cute. So I think that trend is for sure going to stay.
I'm not going to participate.
You're not?
I don't like that.
Okay, so you think we should recycle or keep this one?
I think this one we should just lay this to bed. When I see these shoes, I just see like when I used to go to church and like when I was at church in middle school trying to be fancy with my big old thick platform strappy
shoes.
Oh my
goodness. You know, I actually have a pair of these, not this exact one, but Michael Kors is actually making a lot of these. Like, a lot of high-end designers
Michael
are doing
Kors
it.
Michael Kors, kiss my butt. That's
not
horrible.
Just Michael.
Because don't bring this back. Bring some cuter shoes back.
Oh my goodness. Girl, these are comfortable. I am all about comfort. I think they look great.
You
depending
might,
on
then
the
wear, go barefoot.
Megan, we are not in the country. You don't stop. Moving on. Platforms are in for me. I don't think we should recycle them. I don't think we should get rid of those. But the new thing everyone's doing is that matchy-matchy two-piece sets.
Oh, now
and
that
I
like.
I absolutely love.
Oh,
like,
this is cute.
This one is like a lace-inspired one. But we see a lot of the ones where they're like the solid color. Like, you'll be wearing like purple and purple at the bottom. I think that is so 90s
is
and
cute.
So
yeah,
cute.
Yeah, I like that. You know what? And it's good, too, if you like... It's like when you have the crop or the short... shorter top, but you have just like a little peek of your stomach.
Skin.
That's
mm-hmm.
so cute.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd be drawing my abs and I'd be trying to fill them in so that it looks like I have
Megan, stop. Oh my gosh. So I say that's definitely a style, yes. And then we have jumpsuits coming back, or I feel like they never went out, but we're just seeing them more often than we did before. Jumpsuits are a yes for me. The shoes that people are wearing, like the Jesus shoes, I think that's I think it's cute, but for me, it's
not
a...
these Jesus Birkenstocks.
No, a lot of them are coming back.
No, leave the Birkenstocks at home.
Yeah, I would say leave the Birkenstocks. Put a sexy stiletto. I love that.
Right.
And then the trend that they're saying is going out from us, which is a 90s-inspired style, are patterned pants. What do you think about that?
Mm-hmm. I like that.
I really do, too. I think it gives like a bohemian look, and
it's just, especially if it's like a little crop, like the pants is a little higher.
Yeah,
it's cute.
I really like it, but they say that trend is like going to be one that's Gotta go.
Aww.
And then Neon Colors is another one that people are saying is a style that needs to go. I completely agree, just
what?
Because those colors don't necessarily look super flattering on me. They always make me think of like a rave or like a mosh pit when people are like wearing the neon colors. I don't prefer it, but
I love neon.
Really?
I'm like a coral girl though.
Okay.
But I like lime green too. But I think it looks good on like this kind of skin.
You do? You think
neon,
so?
Girl, yes. Neon colors.
Maybe because I never know what type of accessories to put with, because I have more gold accessories, and gold and all those neons just don't go well together, but they say it's leaving. What do you think?
Well, I'll be the only one rocking it then while y'all rock these platforms.
You get over
I'll
there.
Be over here with my
girl,
neon.
And you, I will
and
be
slap,
very...
You remember slap bracelets?
Oh my gosh,
I used to have like neon slap bracelets in every single color in the 90s.
Man, neon was back in back then.
And then I had neon, I'm just... As I'm looking at this dress, this skirt with this yellow skirt, I had neon leggings that were neon green, neon yellow, like every highlighter color in the world.
No.
And I would wear them, and I would like switch them out. Like Monday, all right, I'm going to wear, what am I going to do this week? Monday is my neon green
Megan.
And they were not like, they were like capri leggings.
All right, I'm glad that one was done. That's not a style that's
coming
back.
I'm not
going to
bring that back. I'm not going to bring that back.
Okay, so we have a few things that are going to be staying, recycled, all of those things. So those are the style things that are up and coming and leaving us.
Yay. All right, well, let's talk about the next big thing, what's going on in the world. Mm-hmm. So there's a new sport that is, like, growing, and it is becoming a real thing.
What?
It's called bubble soccer.
No,
I need you to watch this video because bubble soccer is like it's no okay. So it's like we're gonna pull up the video in a second, but it's really really fun because it has. If you think about, have you ever seen like one of those big bubbles that people are inside?
Yes, when they're sick, though. Correct?
No, people don't really go in bubbles when they're sick. I'm saying like, have you ever seen it where you like roll in it or they'll have
yes,
like roll?
Yeah.
So it's like that, except your feet are out, so your legs are out, and your top half is covered with the bubble, and then you like hit each other and like you kick with your feet. You're playing soccer. This is becoming a real thing. Like in Boston, there's a National Association of Bubble Soccer, and it's the fastest growing sport in the world, apparently.
Do you know, I think parents had something to do with this ridiculous sport. They were tired of seeing little boys and girls getting concussions and getting scratches and bruises, and that's why they're in bubbles now? That's extreme.
But it looks like so much fun. And then it started in 2011 by some Norwegian comedians. Like, they were just being funny. But it's a real thing now, and so the games have 6 to 7 minute quarters, and then there's 5 to 8 players on each side.
Girl, what happens when my bubble bursts?
It's not gonna burst.
Yes, it will.
Because you have to hit that too hard. But it's
I'm
like
sure there are
it's
gonna
like
be
soccer, but like bumper cars. It's like, it's really cool.
Well, I want to see it eventually. But I don't know how, if I would want my kids to play in something like that.
I
that,
feel
just
like
looks, that looks so silly to me.
No, but it's, I mean, it's a lot safer. People say like the most reported injuries are twisted ankles and then like sore necks.
I think you can there, still like, get a twisted ankle. Oh, you're saying from this?
Yeah, this is like that's as much. There's no concussions, obviously, you know.
What about air? Like, can they breathe?
Yeah, because there's like a hole. You'll see it when we pull up the video. There's like a hole. Like, you have to, like, go in it like this. Like, somebody holds the bubble and you, like, gotta... There's like a circle in the middle of the bubble.
What is happening to our world? Oh, my goodness.
I want to do it. So, we'll pull that up. I'll show you guys that in a second. But then let's talk about something else for all of you people who love vacations.
Okay.
And islands and stuff. So, there is something called Do Castaway. I might be saying it wrong. It's Joe Castaway or Do Castaway. But it's a travel company that specializes in arranging vacations for remote islands.
Okay.
Like, meaning nothing's on the island but you.
That is not okay.
So you out there like Tom Hanks and Wilson. Like, literally, there's nothing. There's no resorts. There's... you.
Why would somebody want
your...
a vacation like that?
You know, some people really want to just get back to the basics. And so...
That's not even the basics. That's the beginning of the world. None of us experienced that but Adam and Eve.
I feel like that's something we need to do, though. Like, that's
by
something...
yourself?
I feel like that's good. You really learn... I mean, sometimes you got to get away from... You have to just unlock and get away, turn off the phones, everything. And sometimes...
No, I agree with that, getting away from social media. But being by yourself on a vacation, I think that sounds very depressing. There's certain aspects where I'm like, okay, let me spend this day by myself and pamper myself. But you're on an island by yourself, Megan? That's
but
too much.
No, I'm saying, but sometimes you gotta, like, really get back to just, you know, centering yourself. No distract... You can't be distracted when there's nobody on this island with you.
I would be so bored. And I just paid money to go on a vacation.
Now you can
myself.
Bring a book. Why are you looking at me like
thinking, no. I mean, kudos to these people who are thinking about people who are loners, but...
Mm. Well, let me tell you about one guy who did it. He's a millionaire. His name is Ian Argus Stewart. He's a 64-year-old, and he spent 11 days on the remote island of Hunga Tonga, which is 2,000 miles away from Sydney.
And then what did he do? What was his itinerary like?
So he the only thing he brought with him was a machete, in case there was, like, you know,
no,
wildlife.
That is nothing about this sounds relaxing, Megan.
I would go do this. I wouldn't do it for 11 days. I would go do this. And then he
But lives, how many people are trying to go on, like, do this actual vacation? How many remote islands do we have?
Girl, there's a billion of them. There's a ton.
Oh, my goodness.
We haven't inhabited everything in the world. But he said he survived on eggs, cabbage, and squid.
They don't provide food?
Girl, no. You have to go find your food.
Megan, this is the worst thing I have ever heard. There's no vacation.
I feel like I would do this, but I think I would do this with someone else, though.
No, if I had one other person with me, I would think it's an adventure. Like, ooh, right. Let's survive on this island. Let's do everything that we said we would do in movies and whatnot. But if they are not providing food, I will not be going. I am not making my own food.
Can get some snacks. Bring some snacks with you, and then we got to fend for ourselves.
But I'm paying you to put me on an island by myself, not feed me. It's probably going to be hot as hell. The fact that he brought a machete tells me a lot. I am not going on an island by myself.
But I guess this is what millionaires do, because clearly he lives in the lap of luxury. I'm sure he goes to vacations and resorts all the time.
What it makes sense for him. It must be lonely at the top, because the rest of us need a real vacation from our 9 to 5.
How much of a vacation is it? You just lay on the beach all day. Like, you really have nothing else to do but lay on the beach. All right, we got our bubble. Let's go back to the bubble so you can see what bubble soccer is, okay?
All right.
And it's a combination of basically hockey, rugby, and soccer, but safe.
Oh, they're in the bubble in the middle.
Yeah, you see what I mean? And you, like, run.
Yeah, it's been around for 2 years, yeah. And it's the fastest growing sport in the world
right now. I think people who are claustrophobic understand. Would not like this.
Are you serious?
Because you're like literally in the middle of this bubble. I thought it was like you're in the bubble and you're running and it's running with you.
No, because then you're going to like turn upside down.
No, I think this makes sense, but I'm saying like not everybody's going to be able to do this.
Like, who's not going to be able to do this?
People who are not used to close corners. You got plastic fat on people. All sides. Stop! Did you say that?
Fat folks, okay.
Oh, gosh.
I won't be in there. I'll be in there. I will squeeze my body in that thing, girl.
And then think about that. What if there's, like, really, really short people who can't do this? And, like,
well,
really?
I guess it sucks that your legs are short. Just kidding.
Sports are supposed to be inclusive of everyone.
I feel like that would actually be better if your legs are short. That means you have this much hanging out of the bubble. You could technically roll around. But if you have a lot of legs out, it's harder to, like, roll around and, like, knock somebody down. We gotta go play bubble soccer. Who's down?
We can go play for fun, but if this becomes a professional sport, I'm not watching it. I won't be tuning in.
Mm-hmm. I'll be tuning in. I'm probably gonna try out for it.
Girl, no! What are tryouts like? What type of skill set do you need?
It's
like,
you're soccer!
Exactly, so why can't we just play soccer?
Because soccer's boring.
It is not. It is America's sport.
No, it's not America's sport. I mean, it's the world's sport.
Even bigger. I'm sorry, America's sport is baseball, but even bigger. Come on.
All right, but I'm saying you want to add, like, am I going to be a soccer player? No. Am I ever going to be good enough to play for a pro soccer team? Absolutely not. Could
then
I be
where
good
is
enough
this
to
going?
Play
is this just,
bubble soccer
is
in
this
the Olympics?
Is going to be intramural, like the big intramural?
Yeah,
thing?
I hope so, because if it is, I'm there. Okay?
Okay, if it's intramural, then that. But then that's fine. But if this is a real sport that they're saying, this is the new thing, this has to go pro someday, and this looks
and
foolish.
I hope I make that team.
Megan.
You're such a hater. And don't be trying to come support me when I'm in the Olympics bubble soccer.
I will come support you. I'm just saying, this looks a little foolish.
Ah,
a lot of vines.
Right. Let us know what you guys think. Use the hashtag BHL next. Let us know, would you be in bubble soccer?
And would you go on a deserted island by yourself? Please tell Megan, you would never do that.
Whatever. Where can we find you, Courtney?
You guys can keep in touch with me at Tesnos on Twitter and Instagram. Use the hashtag because I want to see what you guys thought about this desert vacation. Desert, whatever. Remote vacation on an island.
I'll be there and I'll be playing bubble soccer on the remote island.
All right, Megan.
I'm Megan Thomas at MegScoop on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. We love you guys. Make sure you stay tuned to next week because we have all the guests. But enjoy the 4th.
Bye.
Happy Independence Day. Bye.
From producers Maria Menounos, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire BHL crew, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I'm your BHL announcer, Scipio. Instagram me at Planet Scipio. Thank you for tuning in.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.